country man is Terry Grant from down in Dublin town. No maybe seen like the brown collie that he met at the county town. As Shopper Special, he scratched his head and he looked with a feeling rare. And he says he to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair. He smiled at me and he says he, this gem of Ireland's crown. It's Rosie McCann, who's the place of the bench, the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay to Derry Quay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid he'd seen like the brown Colleen that he met at the county down.
Nice surprise ending. I like that. The star of the county down, right?
Right.
Cool. So that's a great tune. Where did those words come from?
Oh gosh, I have no idea. That tune's been with the group in one form or another for the last 15 years, and the words have just been passed down. I don't know. Doug, okay. Do you know anything?
I think it's a traditional.
It's a traditional tune, and we just pulled the words out.
Okay.
And the arrangements
I know it's an old Celtic. Tune probably at least from the early 1800s.
Yeah, it's old. So
because I learned a version, a Civil War version of that American Civil War that's called the Southern Soldier Boy that uses the same tune. So obviously it goes back. I think it was called The Girl with the Auburn Hair. It was one of the names too.
Yeah, that's one of the lines. And
those words are probably more modern, though, I'm guessing.
Well, I don't.
Maybe not.
No, not really. Honestly, we probably pulled them off the internet before a rehearsal and wrote them down on paper just to have some words to go with it. Our arranging process is pretty loose, and we like to mix styles of bluegrassify Celtic music and Celtify bluegrass music. We're pretty diverse. So.
Well, it's nice to see the cellos. You know, I don't know of a bluegrass group in America that used the cello, but you know, in the old days, cellos were real common in old time music. You would always, you know, around the teens and 20s, you'd see, you know, family photos of family bands with one cello, but you guys take the cake with two.
We actually have four now.
Yeah.
The freshmen don't come with us on tour, so
they might misbehave.
They're not here right now. Yeah. It's just they have to go. They're acclimating over the summer. They just started playing with us, and they're getting used to everything. So
they'll be
Phil boot camp.
Yeah, yeah.
And what is that?
Well, we have a camp every beginning of August every year where we start and we sort of start anew. We usually punch out a couple of new tunes, and we sit around. We throw water balloons at each other. We get mad at each other. We rehearse a lot.
Is this outside of school?
Yep.
Basically?
It's all outside of school. So they do this completely on their own time. Balancing sports and academics and everything else, and we have a GPA requirement, and they maintain that and sail through.
So you have to have like auditions to get into this group to start with.
Yep. Cool. There's a feeder program. There's a sixth grade fiddle club and an eighth grade fiddle club, which are both again run in the similar manner that this is. Only they meet once a week. They perform a few times a year, and then they're done. That's where they get like exposure, and then in eighth grade they can audition for this group.
Great. Well, you guys sound great. Let's hear some more.
All right. We're gonna knock on the mic around. We're gonna do a Jim Van Cleve tune called Deadwood.